I'm Paul Chesser, Director of the Corporate Integrity Project for National Legal and Policy Center. Separating the roles of Chairman and CEO at Visa would enhance accountability to shareholders and help create clearer lines between the corporate and personal interests of executives. Visa responds that the company has a strong lead independent director who has robust powers and responsibilities to keep executive leadership accountable. But if you look at the actual things the lead independent director does, the role looks more like an executive assistant instead of someone with any power. There are many reasons to question whether there's really any robust accountability for Visa's leadership. For example, in 2020, Chairman and CEO Al Kelly virtue signaled in response to the Black Lives Matter riots, establishing an employment quota system at Visa of dubious legality for so-called underrepresented groups. However that's defined. To illustrate how Mr. Kelly was simply pandering at the time, he used the term Latinx to refer to Hispanics and Latin Americans, a term that offends most in those communities. Mr. Kelly catered to the race grifters like BLM and participated in corporate America's efforts to demonize law enforcement, which has turned cities like Visa's San Francisco home into a crime-ridden drug den that is rapidly losing businesses and population. At the same time, Visa whitewashed genocide and slavery in China as sponsor at the Beijing Winter Olympics. And just as Mr. Kelly was strong to embrace the progressive anti-police agenda and implementing racial hiring quotas at Visa, he allowed the company to adopt a special purchase code for firearms retailers to make it easier for government to track participants in legal but politically disfavored transactions. He also failed to protect the brand from entanglement in a child pornography lawsuit, in which a judge agreed the company was responsible for monetizing the illegal activity by, quote, knowingly providing the tool used to complete the crime, end quote. An influential activist investor said, quote, Visa's conduct here is inexcusable, likely to cause the company incalculable financial and reputational damage, end quote. So Mr. Kelly failed in protecting against child pornographers, but he refused to stand up and protect law-abiding Americans and their Second Amendment and privacy rights. All these examples might make you wonder, where was this so-called strong and robust lead independent director that Visa claims is the check and balance on its chairman and CEO? The answer is that no such person or position exists, despite what the board claims. Corporate America, with Visa at the forefront, has placed itself at odds with the freedom-loving economic, security, and cultural interests of the American people. It's time to strengthen the corporate governance of this company and to permanently separate the chairman and CEO roles.